Okay, good morning. Today's class is for the success of Yaakov, you could tell Yehuda Mordechai, and Gittel, also the success in Yerat Shomayim, Belisheva Banavak, Adil Belisheva, Emmet Belisheva, Shefer Belisheva, Reina Malka Batova Basha. Also, this class should also be for the sake of the soldiers and the hostages should come home. This class is also for the sake of all those who are either dealing with Shalom Bayit issues or those who are single. I'm going to give you a profound, profound teaching today from Rabbi Natan on a lot of relationship issues. And we're going to talk about pretty much, it's going to be the opposite of the secular world. Like, you know, and really, really the intention. The reason why I'm doing it today is because I'm going to Israel next week. Normally this is next week's Parsha. We're also going to have a class Wednesday in Efrat, God willing, with Rabbi Katz, which is really, really amazing. Rabbi Shlomo. So Bezrat Hashem, Rabbi Nachman tells you a very, very, very bold statement in Lesson 87, in the second half. And he tells you, know that when a person has a blemish in the Brit, when a blemish is a bit means, what does a blemish in the Brit means? Okay, that means, the practicality means, is any form of masturbation, any form of homosexuality, any form of not keeping nidah, these kind of things. What they do is they can bring a person to his wife can completely be separated from him. Okay? So basically the man's job obviously is to gather the department of Yesod. Yesod is the foundation. And when he fixes that, she is inclined towards him. When he goes away from him, for example, let's say the guy starts, you know, doing things that are inappropriate, then she goes away from him. Okay? That's how it works. Either she's coming towards you or she's coming away from you. That's why it's so important, etc. So, for example, let's say you're single and you haven't, and again, God has a lot of patience for everybody, but let's say you're single and you have a habit of like going out with other kind of girls with no intentions to get married. So when you do want to have a girl that's really there, because you have not built that kingship, she'll run away from you. So that's where he begins the Torah. And he says that occasionally a person, because of this blemish, it's possible to lose your zivug. It's possible to lose your soulmate. And it's possible that if you do have a soulmate, if you do have a wife, she'll go against you. She'll go against you. Okay? It's a pretty, pretty strong statement. Okay? So let's say you're not religious. Okay. But your issue, you're not going to get judged as much. For example, if you, except for Nida, or whether a person is not religious, but if he watches, you know, inappropriate things, his wife will just despise him for no reason. But the real reason why she's despising him is because of the issues with him going in the wrong direction. Now, there's a study that shows today that 70% of women are calling divorces today, right? And 80% of women are bringing up marriage issues. 80% of women are bringing up marriage issues. So if you look at this, there's definitely a concept of din, of sadness and din in that area. Okay? Well, look at the statistics. Never before did you hear that. Now, is the reason why? Are men not becoming men? Is that could be one of the reasons. Right, when we fail, when men fail to become responsible, and male, you know, guys are, you know, playing video games and smoking weed all day long, and they're going showing up to dates and expecting, you know, well, why doesn't she like me? Because there's no kingship. There's no kingship. Or when a male fails to come and bring the light to the relationship, then she feels it. When you are off your level, God uses her to remind you that you're off your level. Because you're supposed to, as a guy, always be running to the light. It's not a normal thing if a guy stops running to the light. Because she looks up to him, and she looks up to him, and he looks up to God. She's not looking up to God. She's looking up to him. That's the way God made it. Again, if you want to file a class action lawsuit, you know what you got to do. But that's the way God made it, that she will rely on him. And this is why that's why the reflection of the shefa, of the blessings, come from the wife. So let's say a guy fails, you know, he has problems in business, and he stops praying, he stops studying, he brings worry into his house. She'll feel it. she'll be the problem, and everybody affects. But again, this can all be fixed through recognizing that means actually a problem. My wife's not happy. That means something's wrong in heaven. I have to fix something in heaven. Something's not watching it. Either I'm not watching my eyes, or I'm not taking responsibility in my life, or I'm dropping from my spiritual level. Okay. Now I've gone through this situation 1,000 times, and as far as helping couples, and this usually becomes the issue. It's not really what they're fighting about. It's the other issues. It's the guy, you know, talking to a secretary too much. And next thing you know, they're usually talking about the wrong issues. It's usually never the issue. Then it's never the issue what people think it's the issue. So this is having this Torah is so important. Now back to that's where the source is. This also the source is from the Zohar, etc. And Reb Nachman says here that the main concept of the men, that the men, because the men have to run to the light, which means confidence and self-control. So you have to have, a male has to have that resilience, so he has to be able to handle the setbacks in life, right? Because remember, he's running to the light. He's running to the light of the infinite. Naturally, it should be that I should run to the light of the infinite. What happens today is when I lose my confidence in myself, when I lose my self-esteem, when I'm a deep person doing shallow things, then all of a sudden there's no light anymore. And then the wife doesn't receive it, and then there's no bounce back. Okay? And this is exactly why the Zohar says, this is where he brings this from the Pasuk, where Abraham sent Eliezer, and he says, if she should follow you or not follow you. We also know there's another source from Reb Nachman, lesson 9. He says that all a person's parnasa and his shalom bayit are determined, and his relationships are determined by quality of prayer. Again, why quality of prayer? Because the purpose of prayer is to get you into a higher consciousness. If you're in a higher consciousness, you have more trust in God. You're more loving. You're more understanding. You get out of your ego. The purpose of prayer is really, really to get you out of your own head and get you into the running to the light. So if you're not running to the light, then what are you bringing home? You understand? And this is where it's always, at the same time, the wife prevents you from going too much to the light. That's why sometimes if you need a wife to hold you back a little bit, she can't be on your level, because if you're going to the light all the time, you could burn out. So she's the perfect reflection to bring you back down, which is actually good, because you're actually making the shefa through the bounce back, through the contractions, is actually making the bounce back. Just like anything that's too much would be not good. So you shouldn't be upset, not that sometimes she doesn't want to go your way. Sometimes she's preventing you from going too much to the light, which is exactly good, because it would be you don't have the appropriate vessel. Remember, as we spoke many times, that through the yearning, through the desire, is really, really what creates what gets you where you're going to go. The problem in life is when you stop having desire. And today, we when we stop having desire is when we get very comfortable. So this is exactly what happened. Now, if you ask me, this could be, it sounds like a big headache. If you ask me, this sounds like a headache, right? Single, you don't have to deal with, you know, you can go to Svat, you can be single, you can pray all day, learn all day, do what you want all day. What do you need a headache for? That's exactly the problem. God doesn't want that. He does not want that. He wants you in the struggle. And this is exactly the concept of next week's Parsha. And believe me, these words are Reb Nathan's words. They're not my words. But this is so today. It's exactly today. When Nadav and Avihu, the sons of Aaron, took a coal pan, they put the fire and they placed it in the incense. They offered the alien fire before God, which God had not commanded them. So what does this mean practically? Reb Nachman tells us something incredible. This is so incredible. He emphasizes on the constant need for simcha. That means generally guys have to be more happier than women. It's the way it is. Generally, guys, why? Because they're not connected to the concept of the malchut. They're connected more to the chachma, to the light, to the sun. That means usually a son is a son. A son is a sun. A sun is always shining usually, but a moon is constantly up, down, up, down, down. She's a receiver. right? So Rav Nachman says here, the constant need to be joyful, even to actually pursue, it's not enough to be joyful, according to Rav Nachman. He's saying the highest joy is to actually pursue sadness and transform it into simcha. You understand? He's actually telling you to go into your problems and bring happiness into your problems. Very different than just go be happy, go jump in a cold plunge and go do sauna, go listen to Huberman all day long and do all these, you know, hacks to try to make you happy. No, that's one way. We all do that. But no, he's telling you, find happiness in your problem. Find joy in your debt. Find a way to be happy in your own problem. That's to pursue it and transform it, to elevate it. To say, God, you made me single so I can work on myself, and I'm not going to be sad that I'm single. I'm going to actually use this opportunity to change me so I can really become the person I am. You understand? This means our joy must be so great that it's able, you can snatch the sorrow and actually transform it. Now, we know, again, these are my words. These are not my words. These are Reb Natan's words. Know that the power of sadness and depression are more greatly associated with women. This is from the Zohar, from the feminine side of creation. So there's a masculine side of creation and there's a feminine side of creation. Women are going to be the one usually bringing up the problems in the relationship, you could see exactly what he said. The love, I forgot his name. John Gutman, where he wrote, I think he had 3,000 couples, and he did all the studies, and all the signs exactly proving this, that women are the ones bringing up the problems in the relationship more than men. Women are more into this, the snake. Who did this snake go to? Eve. So the Yetzer Hara knows how to get to women. He knows, and you have to understand you are predisposed to be more sadder than men, spiritually. It's exactly the way it's made. Why? Because they are connected to side, strict, and judgment. So the purpose of the guy is to bring is to have the light, but she has to constrict the light so it can become an appropriate vessel. Let's say you have a 5,000 square foot house, right? You want to say, you wake up in the morning and you say, you know what? I want to build this a beautiful house on the ocean. But she's going to tell you, but you have no money. Okay, you have no money. So I don't know what you're thinking about. So it could appear that she's negative, but it's not really negative. It's really to tell you, you have no vessel right now. You have to build a vessel. So I have to take your light and I have to constrict it. You understand? She has to be the tzimtzum. She has to be the contraction, because through the contraction, an appropriate vessel is made. If you're just telling me, oh, tomorrow I want to be this, and tomorrow I want to be that, and you have no plan, then at the end of the day, she's not helping you develop your goals, because all you are is dreaming and dreaming and dreaming. You're just in your head all day long, which is associations of a guy. Of just to be extremely positive and dream, you need a contraction. You understand? Like, you want to go to the gym, I want to get a six-pack. She'll tell you, well, you have to stop eating that crap you're eating, Yeah, I understand you want to go to the gym, but you're not going to get nothing. Abs are made in the kitchen, not in the gym. So it appears that these lines are very negative. It appears, obviously, a woman has 10 measures of speech. 9 of them came to her. So she has to be careful how she says it, but she's generally not the most positive when it comes to things like this, because she has to constrict the light. She's there to develop the plan. So this is connected to sadness, and this is where the source says, her feet descend to death, to sadness, which is the aspect of death. It's also associated that her end is bitter. There's bitterness. As it says, you either find the woman, or she either finds her, she helps you, or she goes against you. This sadness and depression are more associated with the woman. Okay, so that is a fact. That is a fact, and that's a fact in life. Now, how do we fix this? What's the purpose of marriage? In contrast, simcha and happiness is most associated with the right side, the male of creation, which is the guy. As it says, he finds might and happiness in this place. And through mitzvah, through the happiness, a person can elevate his wife. As it says, a man is obligated to bring simcha to his wife in the midst of marital relations. So the purpose of marital relationships is really, really that you should go out and make your wife happy in that area. right? Because she needs that because she's connected to the sadness, so that makes her happy. So what happens is, imagine the guy, his intention is only to receive, not to give. You get me? This is where most problems begin. Or you have relationships that it's all lust. There's no receiver, there's no giver, just me, a taker. So this is an area that can make you fall. And so what happens if you don't make, remember, you're getting the blessing from the bounce back of her being happy. Happy wife, happy life. That is a spiritual concept. But when you're making her happy in that area, because you had self-control and self-confidence, and you bring the light, you actually can make her happy in that area. But if this is an area before you get married that you're completely blemished on. You're watching this, you're watching that, you're watching this, and you're going out with inappropriate girls that just to receive. Then what you're going in there? You have two women in the relationship. You have two people that are sad, and that's just it's a disaster. And then basically self-esteem goes out the toilet, divorces, et cetera, et cetera. Even today, I think porn is 60% of divorces. Some crazy statistics out. Porn is destroying marriages, right? It's because you're supposed to be going in there to give, not to receive. You'll receive afterwards, but your first intention should be, I want to give, and then you'll receive afterwards. Your intention should not be, I want to get. Yes, you're going to get. A get, you're going to get. That's all you're going to get is a get. So this is exactly where Nadav and Avihu, they didn't want to deal with this giving, go down from, because remember, if I need to make you happy, I have to go down from my level. Correct? If I want to make you happy, if I want to go speak to a client, I have to go down from my level and go and now connect to their level. I actually will lose my level because now I have to go down to somebody else's level. Do you understand? You're constricted. You're constricted. You have to go down and make people happy. It's not you're removed from your level. And this is where he's saying here that an unmarried man lacks simcha. He lacks joy. A man can only perfect the simcha through marriage when he's given the opportunity to turn sorrow into joy. You can't be a single guy cannot be really, really happy because they don't have an opportunity to transform the sadness into joy. You understand? And the one number one cause of the reason why guys are not married is because they're not taking responsibility and becoming men, and they're fooling around, they're watching porn, they're smoking, they're doing all things not to become the king. So all of this recreational activity, it's fun, etc. But all you're doing is you're picking up very feminine energy, so you're showing up with feminine energy, and it's just there's no confidence. So that's an area where the men, when men stop becoming men, not Andrew Tate style maniac, it's the when you develop your confidence and your chachma and your leadership abilities, then is when you have the ability to help others. But if you can't lead yourself, how could you lead others? So what happens when the guy can't lead his others, and his wife becomes extra strong and she takes his role. And then he becomes soft, and that's where you see today such a problem today in relationships. You understand? There's a Gemara that says if a person has a chance to learn Torah and he doesn't, he's going to have terrible sufferings. Now, what does that mean? Terrible sufferings? It doesn't mean you're going to get punished. It means you're going to have a relationship where it's a disaster. That's a terrible. It's not physically. You're not going to get hit by lightning, but you're going to have so much emotional turmoil that you're going to have this constant test, these constant problems, because you don't know what to do. So this is why the importance, when we do these podcasts, whether we feel like it or we don't, we need to learn, because otherwise we fall into a very low consciousness. And a low consciousness, all we are is takers. We're not givers. You're not giving in a low consciousness, you're taking. That's why it's extreme. Again, Reb Nachman is constantly giving us that push. Fight it. You know, yes, life is tough. Fight it. But you always have to go run to the light. You cannot stop running to the light. It's like a team that stops playing, you know? I don't want to play anymore. I don't want to run to the light. I don't want to be... Even if you're falling, who cares? But when you say, it's not for me, you'll see what other things come in, unfortunately, in our lives. And it says now, the incense, why the incense? Why did they get with the incense? Because incense brings simcha to the heart. And the perfection of holiness is simcha, which is associated with taking sorrow and bringing it into the, so what are we doing? There's 11 spices. One of them is bad, and the 10 are good. Our job is to bring the 11th into the good. So what we have to do as men, the practicality of men, is to come and develop that responsibility, develop that manlyhood, and bring the light. And bring it. So sometimes we all do that. We blame our wives. Oh, you're being too negative. You're being too this. So you have to, it's really not that you're being too negative. Maybe you're not bringing in enough light. You understand? Or she'll say, hey, you're not making enough money. You're not doing this. Because maybe you're not taking enough responsibility. So that's where you can't be cheap. Because if you're cheap, you're diminishing her light. And you're telling yourself, I don't want to really take responsibility. And again, she looks up to you, and you look up to God. So you could see an insecure in a guy is just a marriage disaster. And this, again, these are not my words, but these are exactly what's happening in the world. It's exactly what's happening in the world. That's why when I tell people to get married, first I tell them, you need a 40-day cleansing. You need a 40-day cycle. You have to stop doing that stuff because you are coming in there with estrogen. You're not coming in there with testosterone. Do you understand the problem? And you're not coming with masculine energy. And remember, the Shefa comes to masculine. It comes through the masculine side. It comes through kingship. Reb Nachman says through kingship. Reb Nachman said many times that when you take responsibility to get married, that allows you to draw Shefa, because now you're taking responsibility. But let's say I don't want to get married. I just want to hang out and have fun and then you're not taking responsibility. You don't have the ability to bring the sorrow into the simcha. And this has allowed us an understanding why an unmarried man of Nadab and Abihu, which they were so great, responsible for their debts, because they did not want to go down into the wife. They did not want to go down and make her happy. They didn't want to deal with the wife because they would fall from their level. They didn't want to turn the sadness into happiness. I want to be happy. I don't want to deal with headaches. You know, when people tell you, I love distressed properties, because, you know, what is distressed properties? It's the ability to turn a distressful property into something good. That's where the greatest value is. You know, today you want to buy a shopping center. You're going to get 5% cap, small cap, because it's already done. But if you want to create real value, you have to take distress and bring it into value. That's where it's risk. That's where, you know, vulnerability. That's where real light is. It's not, the light is not in just going in there and buying a building that's already done. Okay, you're going to get 5-7%. Everything's perfect. You have nothing to do. Triple net. But if you really want to make real value, 20, 30, 40, you have to go into the distress and bring light into the distress. And the same thing with marriage. You have to be able, even when she comes in that negativity and she's sad and she blames you, you have to give it more encouragement. And this is not an easy thing to say at all. We're just planting it in. This is why Rabbi Arush says, don't criticize. You have to become the man. Take responsibility. Because otherwise we don't get that. So having to turn sorrow into joy is essential before this. Why? Because marriage, through you can make her happy by having relations with her, because you're actually helping her you're lifting her from the ground. You're lifting her from the sadness that she's already predisposed to. She's after people say at 40 years old, you know, more women, I think 25% fall into depression. So there's real stuff here. There's real stuff here. And so what they did not want to leave their temporary isolation, because they were at such a high level, to go down to that. So that's why they lost it. They lost it because they didn't want to go down and go down to the level, because marriage, you have to go. You have to remove yourself and become a giver. You have to create space for the other person. It's tremendous work. You have to constantly be on your level. But their fatal mistake was, because perfection of simcha can only come through turning sadness to joy, they did not want to do it. They basically said, we're too good, nobody's good, no woman is good enough for me. And that's not the attitude. The attitude should be, I have to go lift up the woman. I have to go lift up the woman. Remember, the woman is part of you. She's the nefesh, she's the feminine side, you're the masculine side. It's really one soul. But the real issue here is again, When we don't have self-control and self-confidence for men, it just brings a disaster to the relationship. You understand? So God brings her to turn up the heat, and you turning up the heat should be for the purpose of you now taking the heat and saying, okay, I got to go back to the light. The kitchen is hot. I got to go change something to fix this relationship. It should not be, oh my God, my wife is horrible, she's terrible, I need to go smoke because I can't deal with this anxiety. You understand? When you get the heat, are you turning it up? Because it's heaven's talking through her. Or are you taking the heat and you're blaming her? Now, there's some women that are completely, completely, you know, they're irrational. They're not spiritual. They lost their antenna. Also, don't worry. We're assuming that you have a woman that is really cares for you and wants the best for you. That's the assumption, not some, you know, crazy girl that enough said about that, you know. But that's where this is, and that's where Reb Nachman says that this parnasa comes from the wife. The Gemara says the parnasa comes from the wife. It's because this is not easy work. You get rewarded after you do all this work. And this is where Rabbi Arush says, what was the curse of woman? The curse of woman was that she would be dependent upon man. The curse of guys is that they would have to make their parnasa with tremendous sorrow and sadness. So what happens? When the guy is a gentleman to his wife, he takes away the curse of making the living, because now he took her curse away from her. God will take the curse from you making a living with hardship. Measure for measure. You took her curse away, she takes the curse away from you. So this is an area where, again, number one, we have to become aggressive spiritually. Aggressive spiritually means you have to always run to high, new levels. Imagine you have a partner in business. You always want new business, new concepts, new business. You always want to run to the light. Not being confident and aggressive is the beginning of the problems. Number two, you have to have self-control. You have to self-control that, you know, the Christinas and the other ones don't block the Leah, will block you from the Rachel and Leahs, if you know what I mean. You have to have self-control with your with the eyes, and specifically, because remember, think about this concept. When men have sadness and they don't know how to handle sadness with faith, they'll run right into obsession with money and sex and food. It will always go to fix the problem through a super, not through the appropriate way. It will become a way of coping with it. And again, life is not easy. I'm not telling you life is easy, and there are challenges. But how you cope with the challenges is really what gets you what gets you more light. And the system is made for you to run. Bottom line, the system is made for you to run. And this is exactly what the concept of Amalek is, cooling you off. Everything is happenstance, and destroy your family. It's right there. It's exactly what society wants you to do. What do you need? What do you need? You don't need to run. Be comfortable. You're in a relationship that's problematic. Don't worry. Get divorced. You'll find it. No, it's not so simple. Your soulmate is somebody really, really that's going to help you maximize your growth. It's not a glove. It's not a glove, because remember, if you have no opposition, how are you growing? You can't grow. So what we're thinking is, I need to get married to somebody just like me. No, no. When people go into mergers, the mergers we're both going to get help, not something that's easy. So that's another thing. When you're looking to get married, or you have a relationship that's different. The opposition itself is where the massive growth comes from. So again, Nadav and Avihu, they didn't want to go deal with this. They just wanted to no opposition. They didn't want to go down to the level, and that's where they lost. That's where they lost the whole thing. And this is exactly what's happening today in society. In society, if we don't take a grip on the concept of, remember, what is Hamas? Hamas is taking is selfish sexual behavior, taking it by force. According to some opinions, Hamas behavior, selfishness, hot, selfishness, not to give, not through appropriate boundaries, taking, selfish taking. And we know today how much the sexual immorality today, specifically some sectors politically, they want to destroy this continent. They want to destroy the family. They want to destroy the guys. They want to destroy their confidence. They want to destroy families, and they want to keep you institutionalized. It's exactly what's happening. But that's why through Shmirat HaBrit, through Shmirat HaBrit, that means if the person has confidence, he has self-control, he won't fall for this system. But when he loses his self-control, when he loses his confidence, when he loses his ability to be a man, that's it. They breached the walls. Just like October 7th, they breached the walls. When you breach the wall, everything gets in. We have to have the appropriate walls today. So again, I mean, God bless us all, that we should all, but I'm telling you right now, this is now we just turned it, but now you have to pray. God, help me. Help me against my issues with my eyes. Help me my issues with my lack of faith in you, that I don't trust in you. Because if you're coming with nervousness, if you don't have proper bitachon in business, etc., you're going to bring that negative energy. And when you're insecure, she's going to sense it, and she's going to say, I can't rely on him now. Now she's going to scream out to God. Then she'll start screaming out to God. And that's why, again, this is a tough class, but it is the solution to a lot of relationship issues. And again, this is not, the secular world is not going to tell you this. The secular world is not going to tell you. The importance of having self-confidence and self-control as a guy. And running, and most importantly, running to the light. Always wanting to run to the light. Not being comfortable. Like, what would you think about if your wife started getting comfortable and she stopped putting makeup on and she put weight on and she stopped? Well, what would you think of that? Well, I mean, how that would bother, that would, if you started putting on weight and you stopped, you know, stopped getting dressed the way, you went out in the pajamas because you're married. What would you think? What would that do to you? It would make you crazy. You would feel insulted, like, what, you're married, all of a sudden everything's okay, pajama Tuesdays, and we're just going to show up like it's... That means you stop running. She stopped running. So the same thing with the guy. When she's putting everything together and you stop running, it's the same thing as you showing up in a pajama to work and saying, okay, I got it in the bag. So you could see, you feel disrespected. You feel insulted. You feel like, what happened? Where's your run? So that's where you see a lot, the comfortable, get too comfortable. So sometimes you might need a little Moroccans to get you, but Baruch Hashem, you'll never be comfortable with Moroccans. But it's actually for the better. It's actually for the better, because you don't want to get comfortable with your spouse, because then all of a sudden, everything is comfortable. May God help us all. We should all run to the light. We have the light of Rav Nachman. We have the light of these classes. But most of our, and that's why, if you're not handling this, if you're not handling, like I said before, if you're not handling the rejection well, and you're becoming a victim, you lost the whole purpose. You lost the whole point of this concept. The rejection is supposed to make you. Rejection is supposed to tell you, I got to go back to the light. Rejection is not to tell you, I'm not good enough, my wife is too hard. No, it's to get you, because you're not running enough. And each one on his own level, by the way. Each one of us is on their own level. You know, my light is, I have to wake up at midnight to scream out to God. That's, everybody's on their own frequency of what they can handle. Do you understand? Not everybody can handle their own thing. But when I get comfortable in anything, does the heat come in my life. Just because I stop running. Because if I don't run, there's no new classes. There's no new classes. You're going to hear the same repeats. You're going to hear the same. So I'm forced to go to the to run. But every guy has to go to there. And that's what she'll look optimistic, you know, aggressive. And think about why it's so important to, when you have these addictions, it's basically telling you you're not running to the light. You're not taking responsibility. You're putting the pause in your growth. That's why the problems with addictions are such a problem. Because it's not about the way you're smoking. Who cares if smoking is okay? Who cares? What's the difference? You understand? It's because you stop running. It slows you down. It slows you down. And when you're slowing down, you're basically saying, I'm not going to the Keter. I'm not coming to the... So how are you gonna help other people if you're not getting stronger and stronger? You can't. So, Bezrat Hashem, may God help us all. And we should all run to the guys. Guys need to do their positions. And now also, women. The guy does start running to the light, and he starts improving his character, you don't need to bring up the whole past and prosecute him for all the past. You have to let go and let him run to the light, because you have to give him a chance. Many women, oh, you didn't run to the past, you'll never do it again. It's always going to be like this. That is the evil inclination has gotten you. You have to not think, not do that. Every day is a new creation. You cannot be stuck on the past and be negative. You have to go and tell him, you're starting to run into the light? I'm going to celebrate you. Not, I'm going to butcher you down because you didn't do it last time. That's not the answer. That's the worst thing. And that's where women get stuck. They get stuck in that negative, pessimistic cycle of saying, well, you didn't do it before. Why would you do it now? So he has no chance. Now he has no chance then. He has no chance. So they need to know how to become again. There's a time to be a coach and there's a time to be a cheerleader. You can't be a coach all the time. If the guy does start changing and he starts changing his ways, celebrate those wins. Celebrate them. Surrender. You got the whole purpose versus butchering, criticizing, knocking him down when he's trying to run to the light. So that's very, very important. To have the appropriate, again, 10 measures of speech, 9 of them came to women. The way you say things is a big deal. You say the wrong things, you demasculate a guy, also is a problem. And remember, the evil inclination goes to the woman first. Goes to the woman, and then, that's why for guys it's much easier to let things go. Okay, what's next? What do we do? For women, they have a harder time letting go. They have a harder time letting go. And this is exactly why, because they're connected to the feminine side. It's more sadness. The more sadder I am, the less I can let go. The more happier I am, the more I can let go. So, may God help us all, and we should all merit these teachings. Have a great day.